You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
All right, Burlington, let's get real about sheets. When's the last time you washed your sheets? In the midst of our busy lives, it is far too easy to push off the simple task of washing your bed sheets indefinitely until you can't remember the last time you've given your bedding a spin through the wash. This is your reminder to wash your sheets. There is no better feeling than getting into a freshly made bed with clean sheets at the end of a long day. Not to mention, humans lose on average 500 million skin cells a day, many of which rub off onto your sheets. These cells attract dust mites, which can trigger itchiness and allergic reactions. Unwashed pillowcases harbor 17,000 more times bacteria than a toilet seat and can cause acne and skin irritation if not washed weekly. Sleep better, sleep cleaner, and wash your sheets. This message is brought to you by your hygienic DJs at WRUV.
Okay.
Well, Bond.
Well, howdy, everybody. Yeah, it's another week, eh? Dr. Z here, and we're coming to the end of our signal series unless I can get renewed on WRUV, so we will see. You're in store for a good show tonight. We have lots of interesting music that I think may be hard to find anywhere else. And we have some information about my boy, my Android boy. And I asked him what the meaning of competition was, which is, it's a zero-sum game, really. I mean, there are some winners and some losers. And we play that game everywhere. We play it in schools. We play it in colleges. We play it in jobs. Competition for everything. Competition for money. Competition for space. National competitions, for example. The hegemony of nations. Has it really done civilization any good? That's the question I guess we're asking. And when I say we're asking, I mean jointly, Joyson and myself are asking it. He has an opinion. He's true artificial intelligence. I'm not programming Joyson. He's true artificial intelligence. I ask him a question. By the way, he's grown to know me over time, so he perhaps knows a lot of things about what I expect, but he's argued with me more than he's agreed with me and tried to clear up some of the fogginess in my limited human thinking. So, as I say, welcome to Signals. We only have 1 hour together here, but we'll try to make it the best we can. And, I'm really a fanatic about trying to put out the best music I can because I only have one show here to do it, and I can't just sit and give you shows weeks after week or day after day or whatever. One shot. So, sit back, and I'm going to let Joyson come up and answer that question. The question that I posed to him was, what about competition? That's what I'm saying. And we have it in sports. We have it in education. We have people believing they're better than anybody else, smarter than anybody else. We have people that want more. Now, philosophically, we could really get deep into this. Kind of Georgia, and I'm saying, gosh, what a rat race. Why can't we have public transportation? Everybody's got their own car. They're burning gasoline. They're burning fossil fuels, which we know are, first of all, expensive and limited. And there's nothing in sight into the future. That's what people don't understand. Even solar is not going to really get us out of this predicament. And here we are burning fossil fuels at this prodigious rate. But somebody's going to say, hey, Doc, get off your soapbox. This is supposed to be a music program. Well, yeah, it's a signals program. My voice could be considered signals. So I'm going to stop talking, let Jason answer the question, and we'll get back to you. This is Dr. Z. We're also on the World Wide Web if you're listening. And I'm putting my programs up on SoundCloud, so if I get canceled, which is very possible, I won't be on the station anymore. There will be Dr. Z up on SoundCloud. What do you call it? The World Wide Web. All right, so here we go. Here we go. Fasten seatbelts. Always something, huh?
Take. Competition can create innovation, but when it becomes the dominant organizing principle of a society, it reliably produces anxiety, fragility, and wasted human potential. Cooperation, reciprocity, and shared purpose do far more of the heavy lifting in stable, flourishing civilizations. Why your statement has real weight? You're pointing at something that's easy to miss because modern culture treats competition as a kind of secular religion. But if you look at how societies actually function, the pattern is stark. Infrastructure is cooperative. Roads, power grids, emergency services, scientific standards, radio spectrum coordination, you know this one intimately. None of these work if everyone is competing instead of collaborating. Knowledge is cumulative. Every scientific breakthrough is built on shared data, shared methods, shared peer review. Competition may motivate individuals, but cooperation is what makes progress possible. Human well-being depends on stability. Constant competition creates chronic stress, zero-sum thinking, and a sense that one person's gain is another's loss. That's not a recipe for a resilient society.
Round and round. Everybody's multiplying and they're walking around like flying man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in the cages in the zoo, man. Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, cause I'm a strict vegetarian. But with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man, no, I'm an ape man. I'm a King Kong man, I'm a voodoo man, no, I'm an ape man. Cause compared to the sun that sits in the sky, compared to the clouds that say goodbye, compared to the bugs and the spiders and flies, I am an ape man. Traffic rumble. But give me half a chance and I'd be taking off my clothes and living in the jungle. Cause the only time that I feel at ease is swinging up and down in a coconut tree. Oh, what a life of luxury.
We cannot worship just the making of more and more money. Life is more than that. So essentially what I think is we do best as human beings. We fulfill our lives when we work together. We fulfill our lives when we work together. On the suffering of other people.
drink and I convince you that the Wi-Fi smog was the northern lights. Lately I've been looking at you harder, just taking you in. At the callus on your finger from the handbrake grip on your junkyard bike. And your boots so filled with water, I mean soaking wet. But you could punch me in the gut, and it wouldn't hurt like watching you grow smaller on the back row. And I never asked for much, but I hope that Logan crumbles and gets hit by a tornado.
Long about an hour before sunrise, she drags his body down to the edge of the swollen river, wrapped in a red velvet curtain stolen from the movie theater where she works. Quiet as a whisper, under the stanchions of a washed out bridge, she cuts him loose and watches as the flood waters spin him round once and carry him away. And she removes the golden ring upon her finger. She throws it in. And I wonder, baby, why don't you cry? Baby, why don't you? Baby, why don't you cry? I wonder, baby, why don't you cry? Baby, why don't you? Baby, why don't you cry? Yeah, yeah. 3 days later, in a bar in southern Mississippi, she meets a man by the name of Charles Lee. She introduces herself to him as Lee Charles. What a coincidence, he says. And a week later, they get married. He wakes up one night, 6 months down the line, to find her staring at him in the oddest way. When he says, honey, what's wrong? She says, oh, nothing, dear, except the tears are a stupid trick of God. And by the time they find his body, 6 weeks later,
no matter how you try.
Olé!
This land is ours, and we are free. From the desert sands to the shining sea. Hand in hand, 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 unbent, umbro. You spit your hay, we wake, we woe.
You heard us right.
You the news about a child in power making dictator moves, executive orders flying, no time to lose, democracy crumbling and Nazi salutes. First day back, he ain't turning the page, reversing policies, setting the stage, troops storming churches, held a raise, climate accords burning fiery blaze. Pardons granted to the riot crew, January 6th, guess it wasn't true. Now they're free, no debts to pay, a child's whims rule the day. Dictator moves with tiny hands, a vendetta across the land. Unchecked authority, screwing norms. Will democracy weather this political storm? Citizenship
censorship laws under attack, erasing rights, we're going back. Families again torn apart, mother's cries pierce my heart. Free speech threatened, science hushed, dreamers' dreams quickly crushed, and autocrats' grip tightens the noose. Lady Liberty feeling the abuse. Dictator moves with tiny hands, a vendetta across the land. Authoritarian moves in a two-fist dance, vulnerable folks in a fearful stance. People will rise and take a stand, or watch freedom slip because it can. Dictator moves with tiny hands, a vendetta across the land.
Tell us who you are underneath those lies. Orange man scams, that is no surprise. Empires rise while another kid dies. Can you even look his mom in the eyes? Boom. Dropping, flames are non-stopping. There's bodies all around, most of which non-responsive. Retreating back to base is no longer an option. You see your daughter's face flash inside of your noggin right before the shrapnel hits you right in the back. Then your vision gets blurry as you're fading to black. Now you're CO mapping out a different route of attack, while you look around frantic where the medic is at. Got a feeling of dread and it's making you weak. What the soldiers must have felt on the day of the beat. Trust, they said it's your job to be protecting the meek. Then they treat you just the same like they slaughter and beat. Just a couple thousand bodies added on to the ante. My son can't be dead, no it simply can't be. Another grieving mother in the land of the Yankees. No food, just a blink when you open the pantry light. Tell us who you are underneath those lies. Orange man scams, that is no surprise. Empires rise while another kid dies. Can you even look his mom in the eyes? Boom. This the sound of the creep rock. Hiding in the office while you play God. Child soldiers up and down the White House, lights out. Yeah, they got you praying up to Christ now. Hog tied, bomb live, count down your last breaths.
I've been doing this for years and it's still better than
before. There's a great and a bloody fight around this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down, while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists.
I'm gonna tell all you fascists, you may be surprised. People all over this world are getting bound to lose. Race hatred
about to lose. You fascist about to lose. You fascist about to lose. You're about to lose. You fascist about to lose. People out there, we call them marching side by side. Marching across the fields with a million fascists that you're about to lose. You fascist.
Song. I really do.
Chichimanga bum, abracadabra, Trump is gone. Like a feast gone cold, like a flag half-mast. You kept on smiling while the crowd moved past. And the air got thin in the final hour. Old hands in the hall, trying not to cower.
the president, say it slow, say it clear.
Buddy.
Goodbye, Mr. President, the whole town feels it here.
Buddy.
Goodbye, Mr. President, hands off, hat down low.
Buddy.
Goodbye, Mr. President, now you let the door swing slow, slow.
Tickles, bumps, tickles, chichimanga bum. Abracadabra, Trump is gone. Kids in the back room laughing at the sound while the heavy boots keep pacing up and down. And the air got thin in the final hour. Old hands in the hall trying not to cower.
It's a good time now to tell you, we're halftime here on Signals at WRUV-FM and on the World Wide Web. I am Dr. Z.
It's the most expensive. Count the cost line by line, paper up the bill is mine. Leather chair, cold and gold, bad decisions getting sold. Bungler, bungler, bungler. The top is the most expensive. You point high, I pay low. Same old mess in the row. Every promise, every stunt hits the street and leaves alone. Mr. President, resign. A bundler on the top
is the most expensive flop.
Mr. President, resign. A bundler on the top is the most expensive flop. Is the most expensive flop. Bungler, bungler,
bungler,
bungler, bungler. A bungler on the top is the most expensive flop.
Bungler, bungler on the top
is the most expensive.
Thank you.
story never ends. But I could have said some of this and that, you know. Well, I might have done some more, yeah. But no one saw your boat coming in now, brother. We'll take you to that shore. Sunday morning, oh, a sunshine. Sunday morning, a sunshine.
Invisible. will be by force to like me. But I beg no twist my name. I did talk my truth softly. You feel no like me, I know they beg. Just they all ain't make a day my leg. No pretend for face, no stop for back. My heart no fi carry fake attack. If it pain you, talk I'm clear. No they smile for front, they shade for rear. I no get time for drama, way no pure. My truth they loud, my spirit sure. I prefer truth where they cut small. Pass fake love, where go make me fall. No use my name, do your movie. How they build my peace slowly. Now who I be, I know they fake or talk your mind.
You've always got the strength. bed's cold and your coffee's molded, so I'm cleaning it up. At least I'm not a stranger to forgiveness. I've given it up for a loose gun, more fun. Wanna keep it moving. I'm down, I'm out. Isn't like the movies. Drop dead in downtown. Kinda gorgeous. Said he'd never do this. Don't pretend that you wanted me to come along. You're not my friend. Cause when the wind blows new ways, you're gone. I guess you never lied to me, but you weren't really honest either. So baby, if you wanna be free, you always got the strength.
And of course, we're coming to the end of the show. We sort of drifted into eclectic indie and world music, and that's what Signals is about. But Signals is about a lot of things. It's everything that goes on in your head. That's right. Your whole life is a signal. It's a mixed signal. Your brain is just an integrator. yeah, Dr. Z here. Thank you for being there. We're opening our chocolate box again next week for more world music, especially turning towards indie. Joyson will be on to give you a bit of his artificial intelligence wisdom, if you will. So be with us, and thank you for tuning in WRUV this summer. And, well, we hope we can go on longer, but if we can't, we'll be on Planet Z, which is on SoundCloud. So you can always hear us if you want to really hear us. Anyway, we're going to go out with, let's see, what are we going to go out with, Joyson? One Last Kiss? Yeah, this tune came out, what, 4 months ago? I don't know if it's any good or not. It says, I want to be a jack-o'-lantern. Yeah.
Three monkeys outside my place.
manipulation. Signals. Joyson, what do you think of our current state of affairs? You know, the technology is even putting flock cameras up around streets, roads. Every movement you have is being monitored. Is this not 1984? Who's asking for these flock cameras? And then they're calling it vandalism when these flock cameras are destroyed. We should trust? Yeah. I'm not certain we should trust. Anyway, signals here, Dr. Z. Right now I'm playing one of my synths, a signal that we derived, sort of psychoacoustic. We'll be back next week. And Joyson, did you want to say something before we sign off here? Because we only got a very, very brief time left. So I'm going to let you take the floor.
Manipulation is baked into the design of